Is this on?
Because you see them like at clubs or something like that, and there's no tact. Yeah. And they're just sleazy dudes drunk, and they'll walk around the girl, like they'll circle her on the dance floor.
They're waiting.
It's like a freaking shark, man. They're freaking shark.
And they're in their way, and they're so obvious about it. And then they come up, and it's just, I think, why would you want to deal with that?
The worst is the sneaky butt pinch. Yeah. You ever had that?
Butt got pinched, but you turn around and no one's there.
I've had worse than that. I've had
I love doing that.
My skirt.
Oh, that's like.
And then he was like walking away from me, so I slapped him.
Wow.
Okay.
Did he get kicked out of the club?
No.
When do they think that's going to work? When do they think?
I think they just do it for the sake of it.
I used to do that a lot.
What?
At university. What's not putting my whole hand up girl's skirt, but just, you know, no.
No fisting.
Wait, hold on, you used to do what in university?
Just smacking the butt, basically. You know, going to the club, I think that's acceptable. Yeah, I just walk around with my drink and I see a girl with a nice butt and I just smack it and walk off, man.
What do you do though? How do you get off? Like, does that
no? It's just
that
fun.
Much you go home
no,
and just get off over it.
Look, that's how it all starts. That is how becoming a rapist all starts.
No, it's just fun. Like, you know, as Mad was explaining, she just turns around and look and she can't see no one.
You might think it's fun, but you do feel a bit violated if someone touches you.
No, I don't do it anymore because I'm a grown man. No, I honestly don't.
But you know, if you know someone, like if you were to slap my bum, that'd be fine. That would be funny.
Okay,
but.
I probably wouldn't be okay with anyone slapping my bum.
Yeah. I think it depends on that.
If I saw Mads and liked it, pinching the bum walking away wouldn't be the first approach. I think I'd find another way.
But I've never done that to sort of approach a girl. It's never been my opening line. It's just for fun. I've never done it and be like, hey, I'm Trev.
I just need a bum. You know?
Surprise! Yeah. You know, it's never been like an approach. It's more to do like, you know, I'm with a bunch of guys and we're like, hey, let's drive a
that
girl's
just
crazy.
Sounds like rape situation. Yeah. Let's go and harass women sexually, guys.
I don't even like complimenting women on their looks.
Hey, but women do that as well
all the time. I want something clever. I want something.
Yeah,
she's
going to
get it.
I want guys to tell me I'm funny.
Gorgeous girl just going to go, oh, you're gorgeous.
Like, but look, women do that as well, though, with slapping a guy's butt. Women do that as well.
I've never done that. I know girls who would do it at school, though.
Yeah. It's happened to me.
But they didn't realise that girls in the other situation what it would be like, I think.
But, you know, that's my point. Girls do that and it's fine and they can have a laugh.
No,
I'm not talking about that.
But we're not saying that's okay.
No. No, I don't know. I don't go doing that either.
The last girl I did that was my mum.
I don't mind, man. Yeah. Come on, do it.
That's her.
It's an ego boost. But the girls get it all the time. They're sick.
Yeah.
For us, we're still like at the start of it. So we're like, cool.
Yeah, you know, it's like, hey.
The more does the girl want appreciation for us, she just wants it to stop.
Yeah. I don't do it anymore.
Because I did gender studies at uni, and I read this interesting thing one time saying that a guy walks out of his house, and it's not a given that his body's going to be commented on, whereas a girl walks out, and they expect at some point during their outing that their body will be commented on. At one point, it's a totally different mindset that I mean I'm sure you can have empathy for, but you don't really realize
until
it's lived.
Because again, eventually the good looking girl doesn't.
Because sometimes
it can actually be
quite intimidating.
Yeah. But I think that's what we were talking about last Thursday, where I was saying like a hot girl, you don't want to walk up to a hot girl and say like she's hot. Yeah. That's just stating the obvious. Just talk to her and then say to her that she's smart. She will love you for that. And then say to the girl, the average girl, that.
She's
you know,
hot.
That she's hot.
She needs a stink.
She needs.
Just point out how bad males are, though. Yeah. It's funny, but it just shows a level
You're revealing all the male secrets.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just trying to help dudes out there, man. You know, dudes who are like me, trying to get some girls. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. But that was my point last time when we were discussing last Thursday. My point was that girls know all this stuff. But to say that it doesn't work, it's just some BS because
it depends on the situation. Maybe the girl's desperate, the girl's just broken up, wants a rebound. Yeah. Maybe the girl's not in the mood.
No, it's not about desperate. If a girl likes you,
It's hard for her to figure that out when you're just walking across the road to say hello.
I think that, like, we're going about this argument the whole wrong way of discussion.
All right, okay.
I think it's more just about humans. I hate this divide between men and women. And we're all humans. Okay, like, if a human likes to, you know, it's like, or I think when you think so differently, that's when all these miscommunications and errors happen.
I think you can approach someone and not know them and it not be weird. I was on the tube once and this guy was, like, looking at me and... Yeah. I think I was like looking at him. He was cute, but I had a boyfriend at the time. Yeah. And then I got off the tube, and he actually ran off the tube to get come after me. And you might think that's a bit weird, but it was quite sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, "Can I have your number?" And I was like, "I've got a boyfriend, and I wish I'd taken his number now."
It depends on like the energy, like you say.
Yeah, I got like a nice vibe of him, not like
a creepy type of vibe.
Because there's creepy people in both.
Yeah, definitely.
A friend of mine I work with did it as well, where he was on the same carriage with a girl. I don't know if it was eye contact, but he told me he got off a tube when the girl got off, asked her a number, she gave him a number.
That's great.
And then he called and she just never picked up.
That's so...
She's probably still in the tube, no reception.
That's a great ending.
You know, that dude, at least you try.
I want to get business cards so I can just hand them to people on the tube.
With the wrong number.
No, because sometimes you get off and you don't have that moment to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going somewhere, you don't want to run off.
Why don't you just write in that section the paper?
Yeah.
You with the blue
No, because not everyone reads that. And it'd be so cool just to hand someone a business card. Do you not think? No. What would you think if a girl did that to you?
I'd say that she pulls too often. I wouldn't want to be. Depends what I wanted, but she's too in the business for me. It ruins the chance and the chemistry and the magic.
It's too.
Well, yeah. If it's a rare moment, I've caught you off guard, and for once you've actually listened to me.
Oh yeah, but you can have your own, like,
you have it for comedy.
Yeah,
like
it wouldn't be like a sex business card. It would be a comedy business card. It wouldn't. They wouldn't just say Carmen Alley pickup artist. Like, you know, it would say comedian underneath or whatever.
No, that's cool for sure.
Then wouldn't they be like, "Why are you giving me a"?
What are these?
I can't.
Trev's handing out little Rush Hour Crushes.
The timing of the man is impeccable.
These are from July the 8th. I bet they've got new boyfriends or girlfriends by now.
Yeah, but is that the thing you were talking about?
Yeah, exactly, man. That's what I was talking about.
Seriously, that Rush Hour Crush from the Metro, it just pisses me off so much.
It's hilarious though, isn't it?
You know, I don't know, like...
It's that but there's so many instances where you must have been like, Madge was talking before when she was selling perfume.
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, go on, Madge, do it." But there's so many times I've just gone, and regretted it the whole day. Yeah. Like, you probably would have regretted it the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see her? Do you want to read it out?
She says, "You're stunning, and I bottled it with the business card." Share a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's your technique.
She was thinking about it. Yeah, but do you know what? I met this. This happened to me again. I met this guy in France.
Yeah.
And I had a boyfriend. I was on the way to see my boyfriend.
Wow.
And we had this like
so many boyfriends.
Proper like connection.
I would love
the same
to
guy.
I've
always wished that I'd got his number. We've got a beautiful relationship in my head that never happened. So maybe back then,
it was
like
better.
Then
so great
then
at that.
It would have been, you know.
Yeah.
Man who drives the white Volkswagen. Don't be jumping in that one. I mean, I like it, but it can be a bit... I mean, if you get one that says, you know, to the attractive blonde that I see every morning for the last 6 years,
that's weird.
Yeah, that's a way.
If you see someone more than a few times, don't write to them.
If you have a moment on a tube, I think the magic's right there. Then,
then you can do it.
If you act on it the next day in the post, you've lost it. There was a chance.
Yeah.
You need to check those things in.
And then you can talk to them, but you can go back home and write to a newspaper so that everybody can read about it.
I want someone spontaneous.
Who's going to read?
Somebody's going to seize the moment.
Yeah, no, like that's why he winds me up. Like, you look at this one. To the girl on the platform at Highgate Station who smiles every morning. I'm the short, dark, handsome man. Who told you handsome? You freaking prick! You're not handsome. You know, stop bragging about yourself. All right, I'm the dark, handsome man who carries your bags. So you carry your bags and you can't even freaking talk to
us. He's opened the door.
No, man,
I think these
are
made up.
I was going to say that.
No, it's not.
But this is the reality of most men, I would say.
That is the reality of a lot of dudes out there.
Imagine if they both put it in the next day and they never got it.
It's hard to talk. It's hard, you know, for a guy to go out and talk to a girl off the cuff is really hard.
But it's all right to tell the whole world.
It's not hard. Just think it is going to be.
That's what really pissed me off. Like he actually carries her bags.
To the guy in the red jacket who gets off the 8:25 a.m. at Leicester, I'm the girl you always see yawning while waiting for the return service.
Sounds like a real
fancy drink.
That actually puts him off.
Yeah. It makes me so sad.
I don't want to see you yawning. Like, why would
she's bored already.
Why would she mention that? Of all the characteristics she could mention about herself.
She thinks she's being cool and funny. Like, oh, I'm really tired. Oh,
I'm yawning. Yeah.
So the tall, dark, handsome guy who I met at Earl's Court as we waited on the district line to West Brompton. Hope West Brompton was better than Greenwich. Thank you for the conversation.
I did a bit of online dating, and when you go online dating, all these girls out there, it's weird, man. All these girls out there are pretending like, you know, they're looking for the Prince Charming and shit. And I, you know, I was one of those dudes, I even lied, like, you know, I wanted to be in a relationship and all that just to get girls, and I felt bad afterwards, you know. So, yeah, you know, I had sex through internet kind of thing.
That's so weird. I've been on 3 internet dates and didn't give any of them sex.
Good for you.
Give them sex.
Well, yeah, you know.
Let's stow it on.
You know.
Yeah,
you know. And that's
weird.
They
were just weird. They were just really weird.
Yeah, you do meet a lot of weird people.
Yeah, that's so weird.
This girl couldn't stop talking to me about architecture, and it was just like...
That's quite...
That's a good weird. That's a good
weird. I like that.
You know, she was... she was into it, but it was kind of like, you know, after half an hour of listening to that stuff, it's kind of like, okay, you know.
Build a bridge.
I'm in Starbucks, you know. Do you have a life? Do you do something else, you know?
Yeah. This is my 3-hour
comedy. It's almost like... Yeah. I was just going to say, it's almost like you're talking about comedy for half an hour.
Yeah, but, you know, so online dating was weird. So I'd say, to the guys out there.
Basically, Trev, you are looking for love, but in the meantime, you're happy to settle for some shags.
I'm not like... What I'm saying is like, I'm happy to stumble into a relationship. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not, that's the way most relationship happens. Is that not how it happened with you and your boyfriend?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you guys were serious or, you know.
Is this the guy that you approached that you're going with?
No, that was, that ended.
Why did you break up?
Of that guy? We just weren't even in any way compatible or had any similar interests. But the funny thing
except perfume.
I hated that job, and I think he did too. But when we broke up, like, he broke up with me, which is quite often the case. But when I...
Me too.
They found that funny.
Need that big of a laugh.
it doesn't get that much of a laugh when I say it on stage.
His laugh is making me laugh.
Now we're all laughing.
You're okay.
It was the timing.
No, it's fine. Fine with it. No, cool. I'm down. But like, he gave me a present the day he broke up with me. He's like, look, I don't want to be with you anymore, blah, blah, blah. But here's a present. I remember, I was like, white gold earrings.
Wow. Because he felt bad for breaking up.
Yeah, I think so. I think he just felt really bad. So
I thought
like,
he would even want 1-day card for the tube.
Take yourself out of here. Get out. But it was so weird because I was like, why? I've never had a breakup gift before. Obviously, it's relieving some guilt. But he didn't give me gifts throughout the whole time. And then in the end, he was like, I never wore the earrings because I was like, these are breakup earrings. I can't wear these.
Did you take them on the Antiques Roadshow?
No, but I should.
Yeah, breakup earrings. Yeah. Wow.
So much easier.
I remember this girl as well. She bought me some pants. So like, I never wore them.
Did you say pants?
Yeah.
I thought you said pants.
I get confused.
Nice little pants.
Like pants.
Yeah. No, not like trousers.
Okay. Like boxers.
Yeah, like boxers.
Like,
is it pants?
No.
Or?
Yeah, we say boxers over here.
Yeah. All right.
And we say underwear.
Were they pants or boxers?
Boxers.
Yeah, then they're boxers.
It was a really nice pair of boxers, but I never sort of wore them. It felt weird, like, to wear them and have sex with her. Kind of like, I just had this whole thing, like, she's trying to
You're wearing boxers when you're
being empowering. No, you know, when you kind of undress.
This is why you're still with her?
No, I'm not.
After?
That was while I was with her.
It's like having a threesome with that one.
Oh, but I've had guys buy me underwear and I still wear it with other guys.
I think it's the vibe again. It's the vibe and the energy of that person. Because I had a guy one time give me a swimming costume and I broke up with him because I felt like he was trying to own me.
Yeah,
I know that's a weird thing, but it was like at his apartment. No, I know what you mean.
Did it have his name and property written on the back of it?
Yeah, no, almost. And then other times I'd go to my car and he'd leave flowers in the windscreen wipers, which seems like that's amazingly weird. Beautiful, but it was so creepy. I was like,
you're not Dave Matthews. You're right.
Yeah.
Dave, you no, my ex-boyfriend got, well, I told him I wanted an iPod shuffle and he got it for me and he put had engraved on it, never forget that you belong to me.
Wow.
But I think he meant it like in a sub-dom way, but it came across
that comes across you don't put a lot as arrogant or some shit, you know?
Yeah. Still got it.
I have had scraped off the right.
The guy on the internet got the girl who's seen this dude for a week got a tattoo of his face on her arm.
Yeah,
so good. It's on the internet. There's a picture and it's like taken a screenshot of the conversation of.
No, that's fake.
No, I don't think.
No, I think that's fake.
Read it. I don't think.
Well, the one that she got it like after 2 weeks or something.
Yeah,
like, I think it's fake.
It sounds pretty. There's idiots out there. Let's not fool
idiots out there. Some
I
people
don't trust
have,
these
like,
things.
Do you know some girls have like tattoos of Justin Bieber and all that? You know, I wouldn't put
that disgusting.
Past. You know, you know, it is what it is. I can hate on them for that stuff. You know,
I can.
It is what it is. I can't. You know, if somebody wants to get a tattoo of whoever they like, hey, that's their prerogative. You know.
Yeah, if you're gonna do some dom sort of stuff, do it on something that only you, probably the two of you, will see. Yeah. It's not something you're gonna throw out to your friends to put a mix on a Friday night party. You know what I mean? So, you know, these possessions that's gonna last a lot longer than you are. Like I'm optimistic, but even in a solid relationship, I ain't looking too far ahead. If I'm gonna buy a gift that she's gonna use in 5 years, my name's not gonna be on it. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
You know?
True, say.
So that iPod's just a tad weird.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
That's a bit weird, man. He was trying to own you, man.
Yeah, but he didn't actually want to date me, I think, through our whole relationship.
But I think he just wanted to have his cake and eat.
He just wanted to,
You know, that's those type of guys.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
Definitely not like me.
You can be creeped out of niceness, like the flowers. Like, if there's,
I find it really weird when guys buy me flowers.
I don't want to be a nice guy, man. I don't like that.
The vibe.
Yeah.
I don't like that. You find it really creepy when...
It's still a bit soppy, isn't it?
Okay, no, but look, I bought some girls flowers. That was a couple of years
ago. I just feel a bit embarrassed when guys buy me flowers.
Yeah?
But it's nice embarrassed. Everyone's envious. Yeah? All the other girls around.
And like, this guy turned up late for my date, and he went to buy flowers and chocolates and gave them to me, and I was like, you know you wouldn't have been late if you hadn't come to the shop to buy them.
That's mean, man.
And then he started trying to give the flowers to some other girls on the street because...
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, no.
Just kept digging that hole.
And then he put them in the bin.
Oh.
I was like, no. So then I got them out of the bin and I took them home and the flowers lasted about as long as our relationship did.
That's
awkward. But I bought some girls flower once. A couple of years ago, me and my boys went to celebrate this New Year's Eve party at this girl who invited us. So we got there, had a couple of drinks. The girl who owned the house, she was on my case from the get-go. I got freaking wasted and, mate, I broke everything in the house. I ended up not sleeping with her because I was that wasted. And I ended up making all my friends not have sex as well. So everybody was kind of pissed off with me. And the next day, they told me about how my behavior affected everybody. You know, prevented
bad
everybody
vibes.
From having, I mean, I was just wasted, man, and I was just being a dick, you know, like when you're wasted, and I felt bad about...
Did you have your glasses on?
No, I didn't. But I felt really bad about, you know, the whole thing, and I had the girl's number, so I texted her, like, you know, I'm really sorry about what happened last night, and she kept ignoring my text kind of thing, and because I felt really bad,
that's
I just bought her some flowers, and...
That's a phone call.
She wouldn't have freaking pick up my phone calls,
sorry for
man.
Breaking all your shit.
It sounds familiar. Like, all your stories about... No, that was your friend, wasn't it?
That's all right. That's...
You know, she... What did you say?
Nothing.
That's my fun, yeah. But you know, if I felt really bad and I tried to call her the next day, she wouldn't pick up my phone calls. I texted her, she wouldn't reply to my text. So I thought, you know what, I'd be a gentleman.
That's a nice gesture.
Yeah,
I'd be a gentleman.
Nice.
That's a nice gesture.
Send her some flowers to apologize.
Yeah.
And you know, and then she got the flowers, but the bitch didn't reply to my text. The bitch reply to me on Facebook. That's how arrogant the bitch was. Yeah,
hey, 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 hey. Who smashed who shit? You're lucky with Facebook, my friend.
I know. It sounds crazy. And the thing is that I met her. Like,
it does sound crazy.
It is crazy. I met her a couple of months ago. Like, the friend who sort of invited me to that party was leaving to Italy. So she got us together. But I'd never seen that girl, seen that thing happen, right? So we go to this party. She has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend is not actually coming to the party. He's just showing up because she wanna show me that she's got a boyfriend, kind of thing.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Because we got in, the guy was there queuing with me. We got in, and as we're leaving for the club, we spent probably 10 minutes in the bar. As we're leaving for the club, he's just like, dude, I've got to go home, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, why are you not coming to the club? Oh, no, you know, I can't, blah, you know, whatever. And I'm like, yeah.
Girls love doing that. You know? Girls love showing like, off their boyfriends,
yeah,
too.
And it's like, girl, you know
men
what?
In their past.
But that's the thing, like, you know, she's not like, I mean, she's all right. I wasn't feeling her like, you know, honestly, there was no sort of, I wasn't mad at her or anything.
You just wanted to smash her stuff.
No, like I'd forgotten about, like, I'd forgotten about the situation. It was all about, you know what, yeah, let's move on.
Third bottle of wine.
I know it doesn't sound like that, but I honestly did at that point, right?
Force the flowers then, down her throat.
Put them in the bin.
As we, no, as right. we, you think this is fucked up, right? As we getting on the bus to go to the club, right? This girl is asking me, oh, so Trev, how is your comedy going? But, you know, she didn't ask me with genuine interest. I could hear the sarcasm in her voice, you know? And I just went off. I was just like, I just went off on the bus, man. I was like, what do you mean how the comedy is going? You want to find out how my comedy is going? How the fuck do you not come and see me? Yeah, I'm always advertising on Facebook. You can come see me. Don't freaking ask me how my comedy is going, you know? And
so Trev, how are gigs going?
And the friend was there and my friend started freaking out. She was like, oh, Trevor, stop it. And I was like, look, you just shut up, man. You invited me to your party. I come to your party. Since I've been here, you've been treating me like shit. I just went on one and the girls got off the bus.
Yeah. You should write some material about it and invite her to your gig.
I didn't follow them. My ego was like, yeah, fucking yeah, that's the man. You did it. Yeah, you tell him. Yes, yeah, yeah. And I stayed on the bus and went home by myself.
Nice to meet you.
That's a series of, yeah, you did it. I love it.
Go get him, cowboy.
I love it.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Wow. Don't let this girl walk all over you, man.
I love how you turn things around. So it's always
angry.
Yeah. It's always the other person's fault, isn't it, Trev?
Why are you trying to put a guilt trip
don't
on
look,
me?
Don't look, don't say it.
No, no, wait, no. Let's play like.
Because I want you to buy me some flowers.
So she can throw them in the bin.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know how you feel, but because my boyfriend at this time, he bought me flowers, like a tray of them, like the saplings that are going to develop. And he gave it to me.
That's optimistic.
No, that did feel really horrible out there still, but he got them out of a Sainsbury bag and I was like, wow. And anyway, my other housemate who's friends with him came in and was like, what's that? I'm like, and he was like, oh, I got Madeline some flowers. I'm like, yeah, they're from Sainsbury's.
Oh.
And it was just horrible because he just sunk. And
at least mine were M&S flowers.
Stepping up.
I just kind of wanted to add to the information.
But yeah, that's the thing.
It's a shocker. Yeah. I'd just go without flowers instead of Sainsbury's. just make it into a can.
There's nothing wrong with
Sainsbury's. So why you said it sounded like wrong.
Yeah, Sainsbury's not that.
Sainsbury's.
There's a big difference.
Sainsbury's. Yeah,
but that's the thing. It's only the gesture that counts. The fall back counts.
It is. And I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch.
And that's where men get really bitter because, you know, you
they do something
women,
for you and then we.
No, it's not that. That's it. Women are all about, you know, this empowering thing. We want you to like us for our personalities, how, you know, all these things. And, you know, those little things that makes the difference where we like, okay, it's a fallback count. You know, we're going to get you a chocolate bar. Oh. It's from an off license. It's a freaking chocolate bar.
It was on sale.
So much anger.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that angry, but you know, for for whatever for what we're doing here. I've got to be the angry guy because there's a lot of angry guys out there, yeah. And you know,
we need to step up and
speak for your
them.
People.
Yeah,
yeah. I need to speak. You know, I need to speak out.
God knows that angry people are so mute, not obnoxious. They need a spokesperson. Yeah.
And that's Trev's what they ego need. Is going to be.
Right now, it's like, yeah, man, I'm
it. I want to be their representative. Yeah.
Well, it's good. They'll probably be angry about it.
You know what? Flowers.
Now they're feeling
you know
better.
What flower I don't like buying.
What?
It's when you're with a girl and you're walking through the West End or something like that, or you're having dinner, and that dude's coming up with roses, right? And he sees two and he knows. He just has to go to the girl.
Yeah.
The girl sort of looks at you.
Like, come on, buy me these flowers. You know I'm going to like it. Come on.
Here's a rose. It's like, she's not that happy because you didn't think of it. You didn't rock up with the rose.
No,
you know?
But they're
it's
so just, tacky, those guys.
And they're tacky, and like, you have to buy it because then, like, even if she doesn't want it, you sort of have because if you don't, you're a cheap little prick.
No. If a guy buys them for me, I'm like, ugh.
Don't fall for that. Don't fall for that.
I'm like, I want my man to like
stand up to that.
Push him in the terms.
I want my man to.
That is definitely like one of those marketing schemes where you know you call in a sort of no zone type of thing where you have to, not that you have to, but you called up and it's kind of like, yeah, man, I have to do this, you know. But yeah, it's been fun. So. What about the name of a podcast?
It's got to be Funny Chats, isn't it?
Yeah? Are we serious? We're running with Funny Chats?
Yeah, I is like Funny Chats. Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah, but with a Z at the end?
No, we're not that cool.
If anything, three Zs too.
What's that?
Yeah.
I like Funny Chats. Just Funny Chats, normally spelt properly, because good spelling is really important to me.
Do you have a...
It's got something. Is it cheesy?
Do you have a piercing?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a little bit cheesy?
Just it's very cheesy. Right
there. But you guys,
borderline too
ring
cheesy.
Thing or?
I don't know.
It just looks like there's
I can't
like two.
Think of anything better.
But it fell out.
Funny Chat does seem like it's the women's club on one.
Yeah.
I can put it back in.
Rob. What do you think? Funny Chats for the name of the show? Wow. No.
What's Rob got? Has Rob got any ideas?
Funny Chats is terrible.
You know. I had something like no if, no buts.
Thrilling zone.
No if, no buts, not bad.
Nif-nof, no if, no buts.
No, that's no.
No, that's terrible.
No, we don't like that.
No, no. Guys, we really need to step it up because, basically we've been here for quite some time. We really need to find a name and wrap it up. But
it has to be done now.
It has to be done because once we leave here, Rob is going to
produce it
and then we're gonna have to start marketing it so we can market it
without a name.
The No Name Podcast,
you have
no
to
that's
it.
Lame
that's lame. Okay, okay, none of the stuff I had here.
Mixed
I had TJCDM. I know that's lame.
What about Jokes and Flowers?
No, that's
I've got no idea. So
Jokes and Flowers. Surely I've got some. Mads, you got to help us out with a name. Funny Chats is just not happening. Our producer thinks that's crap, and I do think that's a bit lame as well. The No Nonsense Show.
Nonsense.
No.
It's too long. Nonsense. Five's a crowd.
No.
It's terrible.
One is cool and nonsense.
No, I don't like that.
Two Chicks, Three Fools.
These are just getting worse.
They're awful. I mean, I haven't got anything better.
Friends with benefits.
No, that's just too hopeful. It's not what you want it to be.
Microphone check.
Microphone
check.
Is this
check,
on?
One, two,
yeah, it is on. Yeah.
No, we should call it. Is this on?
Is this on? Yeah,
because that you know that's like a joke.
Is this on?
It's on.
Yeah.
Is
this on? Yeah. We got one. Yeah, guys, a round of applause for Carmen, man. Yeah, listeners, that's why I got her on the show. She's not just a pretty face; she's a freaking smart girl. And she's got one. What's her name again?
Is this on?
Yeah, it's definitely on. Now we're rocking. Yeah, I like that. So, so today we're talking about flirting techniques. It's quite important to flirt out there.
It's
an ego
Go
booster.
Out and flirt, guys.
Yeah, guys, you need to flirt. You know, don't come out all
but
creepy.
Not too much.
Yeah. don't go
no
out
flowers
there.
Flowers and
no flowers, you know.
Vibe.
Yeah, that's a bad vibe.
Equality between
no, sexes. No sniffing her hair on the tube.
I've sniffed hair before.
Have you? Can't sniff hair on the tube. It's the bus.
Oh, but that's okay. If you know them, bus, if you know them, that's fine.
Yeah, but how well do you have to know someone to be able to sniff their
we
hair?
We can sniff each other's hair.
Yeah,
not very well at all.
We can totally do that.
Past couple of hours.
Okay. Also,
have you? What does it smell like?
Dirt.
Yeah.
So I used to work in a farm.
Yeah.
Upside down.
And we had this thing about where we talked about our bad sexual experiences and stuff. Yeah, I don't want to come back to that.
I've got so many more.
Yeah, okay. You're going to share them on the next podcast. Yeah. So, and then, yeah, we went on about Rush Hour Crush as well. So Rush Hour Crush is lame. Guys, if you're out there, you know, find the guts and speak to the girl. Moment. Seize the moment. Baby, yeah. It's all in the moment. And ladies,
the magic set.
Seize the moment. Talk to the guy, you know. We never.
But not in Starbucks.
Not in Starbucks.
Not to Almonds.
Ideally in a perfume shop. Yeah. Ideally in a perfume shop.
When you're working for minimum wage.
Make sure he's straight first.
Like minimum wage.
Yeah, pretty much.
6 or 8 on the hour.
So yeah, so that was what we had today, flirting. And next time we're on air, we'll be talking about pre-first date, the things to do before that first date. So you've been flirting with a girl. The courting process, that's what we're going to be talking about. Yeah, the courting process. So much.
I'm out of material.
So much, you know, so much to find out, so much to know.
I see what you're doing here. We're doing like the relationship journey.
Yeah, that's it, Carmen. Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, it makes sense, right? We're not just going to go randomly talking about sex and shit, you know? So yeah, so it's a relationship journey. So, you know, you've been flirting with that girl, you know, you probably have a number or maybe you... No, that's during the courting process where you get the number. So
we're gonna give the second episode.
Okay, yeah, let's not talk about it
now. So pretty much, yeah, that's what we're gonna
be. I'll be the control group that has, you know.
Yeah.
You'll be the guys being like, this is what you do, and I'll be like, okay, that's in theory right.
Maybe we should have an experiment or something, send someone out into the field with a recorder.
Yeah.
See how well it works.
Kicking game.
Yeah.
We're gonna get one.
No, I'm definitely not doing it.
Should I record the next time I have sex?
Yes. That could be helpful to the listeners. We want to listen to the conversation. Conversation should
like
be
a
pretty awesome.
Conversation?
I don't know. With
no reference to the
sex. Yeah, there was reference to the sex.
Sometimes I get lost of words. Can you make a video footage too?
But yeah.